We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are on the line with Buffalo Public School Board member Larry Scott. And Larry, we're looking at the graduation rates at Buffalo Public Schools, and we noticed a recent article from the Buffalo News saying that there was a significant gap in graduation rates between black and Hispanic students compared to their white peers. It's in the double digits, and I'm just curious, from the side of the Buffalo Public Schools, what sort of things are being done to try to address this and try to close that gap?
Yeah, over the past few years, you know, we began the culturally and linguistically responsive initiative to address more of the curriculum needs, to address that focuses on more of the culturally relevant teaching for students of color in the classroom. We've begun over seven innovative high schools. And for the first time coming in 2020, we'll have the first class of those five innovative high schools graduating. So in addition to that, we have the My Brother's Keeper, which focuses on our males of color, those that are at risk, and providing programming and supports for them, for them to be more successful in the classroom and beyond with their careers and post high school education. And then lastly, one big thing that we've done is try to advance exposure to advanced placement courses. We found over the years that there was a lack of opportunities for all of our kids to access advanced placement courses, accelerated courses. And from last year to this year, we have 80% more black students that are being exposed to advanced placement courses and 148% increase exposure for students who are Hispanic.
I know over at Buffalo Public Schools, there are many different languages that the students speak because of the upbringings that they had. Do you think language plays a big part in some of the numbers that we're seeing, the discrepancies between the white students and the students who are minorities?
It certainly has a factor, and we did see that our students who are English language learners, those numbers did decrease for graduation rate. But what we did see is that there has been a significant decrease in the dropout of those students. With that language barrier, it seems as if some of the programming in our multilingual department is starting to reach those students and engage them and keep them in the system longer, because it just may be that they are going to require more time, and beyond that, those 4 years to get that diploma that they need to move on. It's encouraging to see that the dropout rate decreased, but certainly it is a challenge when you have students coming from another country, learning a new language, learning a new culture, possibly coming from a situation that has left them with trauma. All of those things are a challenge to overcome, but certainly not an excuse, something we need to work on and definitely improve on.
How optimistic are you that this year will be the year that the graduation rate gets to above 70%?
I'm actually quite optimistic. As I mentioned, you know, we've had, I think it's over about 10 innovative high schools that have been introduced. Five of the new innovative high schools will graduate their first class this coming June 2020. So I'm hopeful that we're going to see some increases and closing of that gap for our students of color. If you look across the system too, it's been about 4 or 5 years that we introduced the education bargain, and that's to address needs across the system and, you know, really promote equity, access, opportunity, and quality across the entire system, not just with a few schools. And I'm hopeful that this coming spring and following that, we're going to see continued increases and hopefully reach that 70% mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.